Well, my name is Ann Wright. I'm a retired U.S. Army colonel and a former diplomat who resigned in March of 2003 in opposition to the war in Iraq. And I'm here in Tacoma, Washington right now as a part of a support team for the five defendants in a plowshares action, an action to call attention to the huge nuclear arsenal that the United States has, and that many of these nuclear weapons are stored on a U.S. naval base, the Bangor Naval Base here in the state of Washington. It is so important that we as American citizens take a stand on what we want our country to be in terms of our military equipment and the use of that equipment, and particularly on these issues of weapons of mass destruction, which are nuclear weapons. And the United States has the largest number of weapons of mass destruction, nuclear weapons. We're the only country that's ever used one to kill other people. It is what the plowshares defendants have done to challenge our own military, our military personnel, to try to emphasize as issues of conscience to members of our own military who are charged with the safety and security of these weapons, and ultimately of whether or not they'll be blown up and kill hundreds of thousands of other people. By going on to a military base, by putting their own lives in jeopardy, because the military can be very, very brutal in just the apprehension of people that are on a military base. But by challenging the system and saying that it is our responsibility as human beings that we cannot allow things that we know are criminal in nature to continue. And these issues, the weapons of mass destruction, the nuclear weapons, are something that I firmly believe that all of us must be challenging. If the Nuremberg principles after World War II are to hold, that indeed it's the responsibility, the obligation of citizens to do something when they see their government is conducting criminal acts, that we have to speak out, we have to take action. And what the five defendants here in the Plowshares action have done is very admirable, is very important, and we need to have other people that follow in their footsteps, as has been happening over the years. The challenge to the U.S. nuclear arsenal is one of the challenges that many, many people have done to go on the military bases, to clamor, to go to trial, to have another public hearing and airing of what the issues are. And we hope that this trial judge here in Tacoma, Washington, will recognize the importance of this trial, the importance of having an opportunity for citizens to bring in a federal court the issue of necessity, the defense of necessity, and to talk about the issues of weapons of mass destruction, of nuclear weapons, and not to have it turn simply on whether or not people have gone through offense. That's not the point of this at all. And yet that's what the government is trying to say that's all it's about. It's just breaking down a fence or cutting through a fence. But that's not it. What the whole action is about is to challenge the U.S. government's policy that the use of nuclear weapons is one of the tenets of our national defense strategy. And we are here to say we do not want that. We refuse to go along with that, and we'll speak out in opposition. So I'm here in solidarity with the great defendants who, on behalf of all of us, have said, we say no to nuclear weapons, time to disarm now.